WNST, Towson Baltimore, and WNST.net. We are on the set at Super Bowl 54. We wish the Ravens were here, and but we're getting through it here in Miami. All of it brought to you by our friends at Liberty Pure and our friends at Raskin Global. Chris Carter joining us on the set. I've never spoken to you before, so I appreciate you coming by. And you're Natalie attired today. You look like you're on a TV set, man.
They told me you have this big TV show, man. I wasted the outfit.
You got all dressed up for me, man.
You're on video.
We got you right here, man. You're all right. I'm sitting back.
Looking
there.
Looking sharp.
Check my hair. Do the whole deal. You know, I don't know you at all. I know you through TV and football and being a season ticket holder with the Eagles back in the day. And I ran into Rob Ryan at the media party. And I just wanted, whenever I think of you, Buddy Ryan loved you. I did a TV show with Buddy Ryan in 1997 for 1 year. Me, him, and Lawrence Taylor. And he would just always talk about you when he found you and you where you are and his pride in what you became as a human being. Yeah, I mean, I've always said if I ever had you on, I was going to ask you about that.
Well, I mean, I do appreciate it. It was one of the things. It was not a bright moment in my life being released, but it was a reality check for me. And I was able to utilize that release into going on an amazing journey. And September 21st this year will be my 30th year being sober. So Buddy Ryan, I can count that to his credit. A lot of other people have helped me along the way. So when I think of Buddy Ryan, I don't think about the football. I think about the catastrophic changes that I had to make in my life because of his decision to release me from the Eagles. So I'm very, very happy as far as what I went through.
Well, where you are right now, you're here for Sleep Number. I got to tell you, all the years in the media center, rooms are expensive down here in South Beach now, right? So
yes.
I thought to myself, if we get thrown out on Thursday night, why do I want to go out to the Miami airport? Mm. I got a pass, and I figured I'd just go over there, and I'd figure out what my number is. Because I don't know my Sleep Number.
It's the best display that we have on Radio Row.
Because you can sleep in it.
Yes. And well, the thing about it, even if that bed's not available, I live about 40 miles from here, and I got a couple Sleep Numbers at my house.
Well, Baldinger put me up a couple weeks ago, so if he can put me up, you can put me
there
up.
You go. So, yeah, but Baldy's not sleeping with all those injuries and all those surgeries he had. Baldy needs a Sleep Number for himself, because if you look at true wealth and healthness, there's three components, and that's food, nutrition, that's exercise, and the last component people don't even talk about, well, how much sleep are you getting? And is it possible for you to be able to monitor the quality of your sleep? And that's what you do have with Sleep Number. My wife, I love her to death. I'm going to sleep in the same bed with her, but we got two beds in one.
Well, how's the numbers work? So give me.
Well, typically, I'm going to be a little bit higher. My wife is a little bit lower.
She likes it spongier? So, or
she
no?
likes it a little spongier and everything because she's a smaller. She's 5'4".
What is it? Is it air? Is it what makes the number happen underneath?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes, absolutely. The air. You have to. I just moved from Connecticut. I had to call a whole unit over. It's like, hey, man, what do I do with this bed? And they were like, it's just air in there. I was like, oh, my God. I thought I had a whole operation. I had like four people to come over to take it apart and everything. But the settings on the bed are amazing. I always thought I should have firm settings and everything. And as I've gotten older, I realized that they are a lot softer, more conforming to my body. And
are you a side sleeper, back sleeper, belly
there
sleeper?
You go.
What are you?
See, you have to analyze all
right,
that. So you have done some research.
Research happens like
I'm a
like
side sleeper, but I got a bad shoulder.
No, but when you wake up and it hurts, that's when the research begins. That's when you're like, well, what am I doing? So I was having this problem in my elbow, and I went to the specialist, and he said, when you're sleeping, he said, how do you sleep? I'm like, I sleep like this. You know, I sleep on my face. I sleep like this. He's like, no, you don't. He said, I bet you sleep like this. And
yes.
I'm like, I don't sleep like this. I said, nobody sleeps like this. And my wife took a picture of me and I'm sleeping like this.
Yes.
And he gave me this wrist thing that keeps my arm from doing that in the middle of the night. So the place you should put your arms,
right.
That was screwing my elbow up. I thought I was going to need elbow surgery. I couldn't pick up a pot or a pan because I was sleeping wrong. So now I sleep on my back like Shavasana. Baldy got me into yoga, right?
Absolutely.
So I sleep on my back now.
Yep,
and I've just tried to get good at it because I've been a belly sleeper for 50. I'm 51.
I was a side sleeper, and I'm 54.
In the last 12 months, I've started to go on my back because it makes me feel better.
Good. Now, that's double A.
I hate it.
If you want to go up to the majors, you need to get a Sleep Number, though.
It's like when I went to sleep
on your back.
I didn't want to do that.
All right?
Yeah.
So make Sleep Number. We got 2,000 Last 2 years, 2,000 NFL players are utilizing it. So not only do we have the current players, we have the Gridiron Greats, we got the Hall of Famers. We got it covered
as far
as people
utilizing it. Well,
Nestor
and Luke want to use it tonight if we get thrown out of our hotel, because you got a better bed than the one I got down on the strip.
It is nice.
Chris Gardner, show everybody your ring, man. Tell me. Isn't that nice? What's that mean to you?
I don't have a Super Bowl ring, and I typically don't wear this a lot.
Well, you're not wearing your yellow jacket either.
No, that's later in the week. I got a couple appearances.
Watson comes by and whatnot, and he's like the most un-Hall of Fame Hall of Famer ever. You know, it's just like when you're not wearing jackets, you're like dudes. When you wear jackets, it's sort of like the Hall of Justice. Like, it feels like Superman. I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, this is just a warm-up. I got a couple other things I'm doing later in the week. The jacket will be out for that. But it's an amazing accomplishment. And the reason why I wore it this trip was because I wanted to remember my friend Chris Doman. He's a guy that recruited me at University of Pittsburgh to try to come play there. I ended up going to Ohio State, but we played a lot together there in Minnesota, and he passed away last night. I decided this morning I opened up the box and said I'm going to put my ring on and wear it in tribute to my friend. So, man, a lot of bad news in sports the last 4 or 5 days. We've missing two great men, Kobe Bryant on Sunday with that tragic, him and his daughter Gigi and the rest of those people. Our condolences out to all of those families that were affected. And then last night, we lost another great man in Chris Doman.
Nice you to remember that, because we haven't brought that up yet today. I appreciate that. Chris Carter here, the Hall of Famer. Let's talk some football, man. The Ravens weren't here, and he's disappointed. I'm disappointed. Are you surprised at what happened to the Ravens and the way that it happened to them?
No, I'm not surprised. And towards the end of my career, when Randy Moss was there, two of the first 3 years Randy Moss was in Minnesota, we went to the NFC Championship game.
Brian Billick reminded me of that a few minutes ago.
And lost both of them. So to say that a young team would get in the playoffs and not, we've seen that. Peyton Manning with the Colts underperforming. Aaron Rodgers underperforming in the playoffs. The playoffs are tough. And to say that lack of playoff experience or years and years of playoff experience doesn't come into play, you would be missing a lot of what the NFL is about. Drew Brees, last couple play three years in a row,
sure,
coming up a little bit short. The playoffs are tough. Lamar, that organization, the coaching staff, they are on the right track. They have to develop their wide receivers on the outside because people are starting to play in a box and leaving the outsides available. So Marquise Brown this year, he had a bad foot. He was never 100%. Next year, he will have an amazing year, and Lamar needs to continue to grow regardless of what happened in that playoff game. Continue to groom yourself, and next year he'll take even that next step.
Were you surprised at the gigantic step Lamar took this year? I mean,
I was surprised with throwing the ball.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I was surprised in Greg Roman, because I knew he could come up with the scheme, but to utilize it and to teach it, I was so impressed with what they taught him and how they were not dumbing the game down. He was reading it out and making the right reads all throughout the season. We didn't see it in the playoffs, but I guarantee it will continue in the 2020 season.
This is a good football game, right?
Absolutely.
All things aside, we wish we were in it and all this, but as far as an evenly matched football game to sit here for a week and talk about, one of the better football games with fresh blood, fresh uniforms, fresh characters, Andy Reid, John Lynch. I mean, this game's got a lot to offer.
Yeah, it's got great storylines. It's got great players, and we might have one of the all-time greats in Patrick Mahomes. Is this the stage that he takes off? We know what he did last year's regular season, came back this year where he could never duplicate what he did in 19, and man, had an amazing year. Does he utilize this Super Bowl as the platform to be the next Tom Brady, to be the next Drew Brees, to be the next Aaron Rodgers? I do believe that Patrick Mahomes is the leader of the next quarterback or next ultra superstars that we have in the NFL.
Pretty fun era to see some of these young guys doing their thing. Yeah,
of course.
Guys like Lamar, Deshaun Watson, I mean, the mobility they bring, but also
the NFL's about stars,
man. Sure, sure.
It's about stars, and it's about coaches and organizations not trying to bend players to what they want to do, but come up with a system. 99% of all the players that have played in the NFL for 100 years, we are system players. Anthony Munoz, Deion Sanders, they're one percenters. They don't need no system. They are the system. But the rest of us need a system. Patrick Mahomes, who'd he get? Oh, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy. Oh, what does Lamar get? Oh, he gets Greg Roman. Mm-hmm. Oh, he gets that running attack. He gets that Baltimore defense and Harbaugh. We all need that. But they're just building blocks. Right now, you just want to ask Lamar, how big's the building? We know it's about 10 stories now, but is it a skyscraper or is it a 15-story building? You hope it's a skyscraper. Sure. You hope it's a skyscraper.
Well, that's how bad how he reads defenses and how they put him in a position. And having a Marshall Yanda, having a Ronnie
Stanley.
The
wide receivers got to develop, man.
They need that. I said it after the playoff game. They have to get better at being able to play off schedule. When they fall behind, and no one wants to fall behind, but you fall behind 10, 14 points, can you function? And
I mean,
Marquise Brown, I think, is going to be a heck of a player once he's fully healthy.
He's a complimentary receiver.
But they need another, if they can find another Anquan Boldin type like Joe Flacco had 7 years ago.
I wouldn't give up on the kid from Notre Dame.
Miles Boykin,
If he improves his route run, he got to be a little quicker in and out of the routes. He's really slow, and he's not a good 50-50 player.
Right.
If you're that skill set and you don't have blazing speed, you got to be better at 50-50 balls.
No question.
The Ravens as a franchise, 25 years later, we have Vinny Testaverde sit here, and I've never had you on, but you go back to the day where there were no Ravens. There was no stadium in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. For what Ray and Ed, and I'm going to the reunion down here for the Miami guys, but the Ravens have been quite a formidable franchise amidst all
of this. The Baltimore Ravens, and not because you're here, are one of the top seven franchises, top to bottom. But Shoddy, what he does on a regular basis, the power they have in the front office as far as the transition from Ozzie to the next guy, amazing transition. They pick the players. They work with the players. Their PR team, I think, is the best in football. The Ravens, man, are a monster. They got a real chance. Every year, the Ravens got a chance to win because they have what I call, and we got to wrap this up, institutional talent.
Right.
And that comes from ownership, coaching, infrastructure. They have all those things in Baltimore.
What's your sleep number?
80.
All right, there you go.
All he does is catch touchdowns and sleep comfortably.
He's making that up. Chris Carter, the Hall of Famer.
My wife's 80. I'm 35.
Well,
I rotate.
Let those people
know.
You
got to rotate the meat, man. You can't overcook
it. 6:15 tomorrow morning, people come in here. I'm sleeping over there. You know what the situation is. And I'll find my number. Maybe my number's 80. Chris Carter joining us here on Radio Row. All of it brought to you by our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. 1-800-253-2692. ACleanWater.com. Also, our friends at Raskin Global. Leonard's going to be down here. He gave me lip balm. I got some investments around here somewhere. This is my lip balm. But Raskin Global joining us for sponsorship on Radio Row here at Super Bowl 54. Got to get some Western fries from Royal Farms before it's all over as well. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, and streaming live on our Facebook as well as our YouTube WNSTV channel. We are WNST.net, AM 1570 at WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.